Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Just like a bird who flew away in autumn to a land of warmer days until the chill of winter has I can see a ray of sunshine that tells me it's about time for the holy God to return at last.
He may come with the flowers in the springtime, or when the hand of winter makes a
we study the book of Job, it seems like that we, the human race, are victims or pawns in a game that is played between God and Satan. And when we study the severity of how Job was tested, we can understand that this is no ordinary situation. Satan is out to come against those who turn to the Lord
for their salvation. And he will do everything in his power to detour us away from serving or turning to God. That is very clearly described in the book of Job. God allowed Satan to try to detour Job away from himself. Yes, that was what the case was. It wasn't whether Job was righteous or unrighteous. The situation is clearly described that Satan wanted to see whether Job was going to curse God once Satan was through with him. And when we study the book of Job, we know that Job stood strong in the end, even though he had to go through some terrible sufferings. And that should tell the Christian something. Whenever he goes through some trial or tribulation, it's not whether you did right or wrong. Maybe we are being tried whether we are going to stay strong in our faith towards our God. Because in the book of Job, it clearly doesn't matter whether Job did right or wrong. The main issue was, will he stand true and keep his faith in his Lord God? And in the end, Job proved himself to be righteous. We can understand by studying the book of Job that these things are taking place. But things have changed since the crucifixion. The Bible teaches us that we have become ambassadors for Christ. We understand these situations by studying the Word of God, and we can help people detour away from situations like that. We bring people into the kingdom by teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we study the Word of God, God will bring to our attention the things that are taking place. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, there is a simple scripture that teaches us to ask God whatever we want, and he will give us the answers to the situations that are happening. So I'm going to teach on this ministry of reconciliation today. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will bless the listeners. Open their hearts. Open our hearts to the truth of your word so that we can understand the situations that we're in. I thank you for the grace of God. I thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, God has given us Christians the ministry of reconciliation. He has given us Christians the power to understand deep and dark things. We study the Word of God through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord will give us the answers that we're seeking. When somebody goes through some terrible trial and situation, we shouldn't sit like Job and declare our righteousness. What we should do is seek the face of the Lord and ask him to reveal to us why we're going through these things or what is happening. And even if he doesn't give us any answers, we can rest assured if we are clean in our hearts, if we have the Lord Jesus Christ, that everything works out for good to them that love God. Yes, God may put us through a test, but if we truly belong to God, then things will surely work out for the good for us. The Bible teaches us if we suffer for what we did wrong, then we don't benefit. But if we suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, then the benefit will be ours. And I want to bring a point across here. The child of God has been given the commission to set the captives free. We, the children of God, need to study the Word of God and help those who are less fortunate, who don't understand the Word of God, to try and explain to them the situations that they're in by receiving answers that God is giving to us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it tells us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." We don't have to be pawns and victims anymore, but because now we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been placed into a different position. Now when things happen to us, there is a spiritual meaning to it. There's something going on in the spiritual realm that is either purifying us or proving us. So we can rest assured on that. When I studied the book of Job, I wonder what would have happened if God would have allowed Job to understand and see the court in heaven where Satan came to ask for him. I believe if Job would have known and understood that he had the attention of all of heaven, if he would have known that all of heaven was watching what was going on, he would have bared his chest and he would have told Satan, "Come on, give me everything you can. See if you will change my love for my God." The outcome would have been the same, but the battle would have been far different. And this is exactly what God is trying to teach us today. The outcome is going to be the same anyway, whether we rejoice in, the Bible teaches, rejoice in our tribulation, or whether we suffer through it. The outcome is going to stay the same because God wouldn't put us through these things if he wouldn't know that we will become a polished diamond in the process. So let's study scriptures and get to understand these situations. It tells us in verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Here is the job that God has given to us, that when we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, then our sins don't count against us. It tells us here that our trespasses are not imputed towards us. That's the job we've been given, to tell people that they can get rid of their sins by turning to the Lord. And then we reconcile them in that way with the Lord God of the universe. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray that you in Christ that be you reconciled to God." There's an urgency. Be reconciled to God. Don't play with this eternity that is coming your way. Be you reconciled to God. Listen to those who are trying to show you the way of salvation. For he brings in the punchline in verse 21 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. "For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." We can shout hallelujah to that scripture, but because in Christ Jesus we have become perfected. The Lord Jesus took our sins upon himself so that we would become as righteous as he is. And that is the commission that God has given to us. He tells us in Mark chapter 16, go you into all the world and preach the gospel. And he tells us, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. The sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Yes, that's the commandment of God. It's very simple. The religions of the day have complicated and make everything so impossible. They have put on rules, laws, regulations. They have actually taken away from the Word of God and even added onto. Instead of using the principles and the blueprint that God has given to us in the Word, many have brought on their own ways on how to reach the lost. But the blueprint is still the same. The Word of God is the same as it was yesterday. It has not changed. We need to understand these things, and we need to start studying them and applying them to our hearts. Today, there are many denominations which have been formed throughout the last 2,000 years. We cannot even get together to discuss the principles of God, because right away we go to our pet doctrines and start to confront one another. When I studied these things, I asked the Lord, how is this thing going to end up, and what should we do about the situation? It doesn't seem to matter how good our intentions are. There are always some in the body of Christ who will find fault with how we present the gospel or the Lord Jesus Christ to the masses. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, the Lord God gives us an interesting commission. He gives us an order. And I find that very humorous sometimes, because when we try to do what he's telling us, we all of a sudden find ourselves in some interesting situation. It tells us that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that we should be rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. What is the Lord telling us here? He's telling us to communicate with fellow believers the length, the breadth, the depth, the height. That's a tall order, because religion has created so many divisions amongst us that we cannot come together anymore to communicate to one another the Word of God. I will give you an example. There is a well-known preacher that preaches over the airwaves on the way of salvation. And he preaches it so that a child can understand and turn to the Lord through his preaching. But when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost, even though scriptures explain exactly how it works and that the Word of God is the same today as it was yesterday, he will simply stand on the fact that these things went out with the apostles. How on earth can a person justify himself with an explanation like that? And how on earth can you have fellowship with a person like that? You would be arguing in a matter of seconds, and it would be a vicious argument. So what do? You simply try to avoid people like that. That's my experience, because it's no use to argue. Everybody believes that he is right. David Wilkerson, in his book, The Vision, made a very interesting statement that Christians in the end times will become so inward, so protective of their doctrines and traditions, that they will even come to a point where they will have somebody to watch over them and even handle their money for them. And this is what we're coming through. People are putting aside the Word of God and taking and teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. That should not be. The Lord God wants us to study the Word, take it at face value, and bring it forth and operate in the way that He has commissioned us. So study these things. Open your heart to the Word of God. God wants to reveal His incredible secrets to us so that we can help and teach others. The Lord will open your heart to these incredible truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you war evil a victory when there is wonderful power in the blood?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
King, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood.
The question I will ask people when they are being confronted by the Word of God, what will you believe? Will you believe the commandments and doctrines of men, or will you believe what the Word of God says? I grew up in a very religious system, and that religious system had its laws, rules, and regulations. And the religious people of that system would tell you, if you follow these laws, if you stay in the system, then your destination will be heaven. One day I came to the point where God opened my eyes to the truth of salvation. So I had to make a decision. Do I believe the Word of God, or do I believe the laws, rules, or regulations that I was taught from a youth on? I had to make a decision, and my decision was, for the Word of God. And when I became a preacher and studied different ministries and different teachers, many evangelical preachers would have incredible sound doctrine when it came to the message of salvation. But once you started checking them out on the gifts of the Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, and how God wants us to reconcile the world unto himself, then you started to realize there is something not quite right because they do not believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. Many would proclaim that these things went out with the apostles. And when I studied the Word of God said it is the same today as it was yesterday. So the question had to be faced again. Who do I believe? The respected teachers or the Word of God? The choice for me is very easy to make. Because I made a choice when I became a Christian, I left security, brethren, land, and houses to follow what the Word of God teaches. So for me, it's relatively easy to decide whether I should follow the teachings of the Bible or follow the doctrines and commandments of men. And this is what people need to look at. Are you going to follow the doctrines of men, or are you going to study and follow the doctrines of the Word of God? Because in the judgment seat of Christ, it is the Word of God that's going to be held up as a standard, not the commandments and doctrines of men. I want to give you an example how divided the church is in those last days. I read a book written by Brother Andrew, God's Smuggler, in the 1980s when the war was on in Lebanon. He went there to try to strengthen the churches. Yes, there was a lot of killing going on. Many of the brethren of the churches have been killed, but he would bring them together. And he got some brethren together and he went to visit a church that was pretty lively. They had a good service. The worship was lively. The message was fantastic. And when they left, they had a good time, but when they left, the brethren that Brother Andrew had come to that church with said to Brother Andrew, too bad those people aren't born again. And Brother Andrew asked them, why are they not born again? Because their women are not wearing head coverings. That's how childish many of the church has become, determining a person's salvation by what he wears. But there's one thing I want to tell the unbeliever, regardless how childish the church is, regardless how divided they are. If they have Jesus, then at least they will spend eternity in heaven. Whereas those who don't have the Lord, regardless how smart and well-educated you are, you will have to spend your eternity in the lake of fire if you do not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. So open your heart to the truth of the message of salvation. Turn to the Lord and become a blessing to yourself. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.